I'm doomscrolling at 2 a.m. another sleepless night. Climb the graph, some COVID stats, nothing feels right. I've got a degree that says I should understand, but these numbers, these votes, they're slipping through my hand.
They say majority rules, but what if the majority's wrong? Denying a virus, ignoring the heat for too long. First past the post, ranked choice, approval, voting too. When facts become opinions, what the hell are we supposed to do?
I'm caught in the majority mirage, where truth gets lost in the barrage of tweets and posts and alternative facts, while the world outside slowly cracks.
Error proved it with math, democracy's not bulletproof. When three or more choices appear, rationality goes poof. But it's not just elections that leave me in a daze. It's how we're choosing to ignore the world ablaze.
Polarized caps melting, but half say it's all fine. Hospitals overflowing while others stand in line to protest their freedom to spread a disease. Science become just another expertise. I'm caught in the majority mirage, where truth gets lost in the barrage of tweets and posts and alternative facts, while the world outside slowly cracks. I'm caught in the majority mirage, where truth gets lost in the barrage of tweets and posts and our willful neglect,
and build a future we don't regret. But giving up's not an option, though the game seems rigged.
Cause if we check out now, the deniers have won.
So I'll keep on voting, keep sharing what's true.
In this messed up system, it's all we can do.
Maybe perfect democracy's a pipe dream, but so is a world where we can't redeem our mistakes, our denials, our heads in the sand. It's time we face reality and take a stand.
We're caught in the majority mirage, but together we can break the barrage of misinformation and willful neglect, and build a future we don't regret. So I'll keep on fighting for truth to prevail in this grand experiment that's forever on sale. Cause at 34 I've still got skin in the game. In silence, in the face of denial,
that's the real shame.